Greetings to each one in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been a blessing to share with you these last few days. My name is Levi Stolzus, and we live in the Gap area of Pennsylvania. And we have the last few days we've been looking at Philippians 4:8, a beautiful verse. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's a good verse to, if you're faced with a situation and you need to make a decision, look at this verse. Use it as a test. Use it as I call it the Philippians 4:8 test. Whatsoever things are true. Is this true? Is it true what he's saying? Is this what he wants him to do? Is it truth? Does it line up with Scripture? Is he asking a honorable thing of me? Is this honest what he's asking? Whatever the situation is, you can use this verse. Today we'd like to look at whatsoever things are just. We have what they call a justice system today. It's governed by men. It's a system that has been set up by the government. If there are anything from crime to rules and regulations of the land, if you buy a piece of property and you want to put a business on, a house on, you need to go to the local authority, and you need to ask him, can I do this on my property? And he'll probably look at his standards that he has for that area, and look at his, I can't think of the name right now, what it's called, but he'll open his book, his zoning book, and he'll say, well, according to zoning A, C2, it might be followed by numbers. He says, no, you cannot do that. And then you may ask, well, can I apply for a special variance? Yes, you can. And maybe in the end you can do what you wanted to do. Maybe you cannot. If a criminal commits a crime, he goes before a judge, and they will look at what crime has he committed. And there is probably for that type of crime, you see sometimes when a person commits a crime, that he will be faced with a maximum of 30 years. And so because of that crime, the severity of that crime, can be faced with 30 years of prison. But we know all of those rules, all of those laws can be changed. Sometimes the system is corrupt, and a person can pay his way through the court system to where he is left off maybe without a sentence. Money can do strange things. Money makes people do strange things. Here in the U.S., I believe I'm sure there is some of that happening, but there's probably less of it happening here than in some of the other countries where it's obvious. They accept bribes. You call the policeman. And I had a friend in another country where he said, over there, if someone steals, you don't call the police, you kill him. Because if you call the police will want a bribe to go after this man, but if they catch this man, he will probably pay more than what you paid for a bribe that they do not take him to the court system. Now you have the thief out there, probably will come back and retaliate against you. It's a corrupt system. But we do know that The Word of God is not corrupt. It is just. We have a just God. Here in Numbers 21:9, the plague had fell upon the people of Israel. 21:9 says, "And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld," it means when he looked at it, when he gazed upon it, "the serpent of brass, he lived." Now, you'd think that's cruel. Today's society, we have human rights societies. We have human rights organizations that will say, no, you can't do that. You cannot have child labor laws. You cannot do this. It's wrong. But here we read of something in Scripture where these poisonous serpents were biting children. They were biting the elderly. They were biting the middle age. I don't think there was anyone exempt, or I should say, any age group exempt. He is a just God. There was sin in the camp of Israel, in the children of Israel. There was sin in that camp, and he allowed the serpents to come in. You know, it's not fair today that my son was born with a sinful nature. That isn't fair. We could say that. We could argue the point. We could call the human rights activists and say, it's not fair that my child was born and he's already condemned. When he grows up, he's going to have a sinful nature. But you know what? He is a just God. But remember, he put Christ, he allowed Christ to go on the cross. It's a perfect representation of putting that brass serpent on the pole, that when people gaze upon it, that's what we need today. We have been condemned. He is a just God, and he cannot tolerate sin. I have sinned, my dear brothers and sisters. I have sinned. I was a thief. According to Scripture, I was a murderer. According to Scripture, I was an adulterer. I have sinned. God is just, and he will not allow sin to dwell with him in eternity. So there is only one hope for me, and that is to look at the Scripture and realize that the Scripture is true. It is so, and to recognize that I need Christ. I need him to intercede on my behalf. So God is a just God. But there is only one hope for us, and that is that representation of that brass serpent, and that is Christ. When he was hung on that tree, on that cross, that through him my sins have been washed. So I just trust that today your heart is clear with God, and if it's not, cry out to him. Maybe you're not born again. Maybe you have not made that step. Maybe you're a brother or sister that loves the Lord, but you have said some sharp words to your spouse. Maybe you have hear words says about, and Scripture talks about causing our children to, there in Ephesians, to wrath. Maybe we've said something to our children that was wrong, and it upset them. Well, it was wrong on our part. Yes, they shouldn't get upset, but we provoked them to wrath. So, Lord, bless your day, and be a blessing to those around you.